7. On his way home from the office, Stanley Burnell stopped the buggy at the bodega, got out and bought a large bottle of oysters. At the Chinaman's shop next door, he bought a pineapple in the pink of condition. And, noticing a basket of fresh black cherries, he told John to put him a pound of those as well. The oysters and the pine he stowed away in the box under the front seat, but the cherries he kept in his hand. Pat, the handyman, leapt off the box and tucked him up again in the brown rug.
"Lift your feet, Mr. Burnell, while I give ye a fold under," said he.
Right, first rate," said Stanley. "You can make straight for home now."
Pat gave the grey mare a touch and the buggy sprang forward. "I believe this man is a first-rate chap," thought Stanley. He liked the look of him sitting up there in his neat brown coat and brown bowler. He liked the way Pat had tucked him in, and he liked his eyes. There was nothing servile about him, and if there was one thing he hated more than another, it was servility. And he looked as if he was pleased with his job, happy and contented already. The grey mare went very well. Burnell was impatient to be out of the town. He wanted to be home. Ah, it was splendid to live in the country, to get right out of that hole of a town once the office was closed. And this drive in the fresh, warm air, knowing all the while that his own house was at the other end, with its garden and paddocks, its three tip-top cows, and enough fowls and ducks to keep them in poultry, was splendid too. As they left the town finally and bowled away up the deserted road, his heart beat hard for joy. He rooted in the bag and began to eat the cherries, three or four at a time, chucking the stones over the side of the buggy. They were delicious.